From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. New numbers out today on the nation's workforce show the lowest job rate in 5 months. Though despite the drop to 9.7%, the economy still lost jobs last month. NPR's David Wellner has more.
The Labor Department says although 20,000 jobs were lost last month, jobless claims went down. On Capitol Hill, Bureau of Labor Statistics Commissioner Keith Hull told the Joint Economic Committee that 52,000 temporary help jobs were added last month.
Temporary help had now added almost 250,000 jobs over the past 4 months. Quite often, that's a leading indicator of strengthening in the labor market.
And for the first time in 3 years, there was a net gain of 11,000 manufacturing jobs. President Obama said such numbers show the nation's climbing out of a huge hole.
Understanding that these numbers will continue to fluctuate for months to come, these are welcome, if modest, signs of progress along the road to recovery.
The president was speaking to small business owners in Lanham, Maryland. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
A lawyer for 10 Baptist missionaries charged with kidnapping in Haiti is arguing they should be allowed to leave the country pending the outcome of their case. Meantime, people in Idaho who know the group's leader are responding to the situation. From Boise, NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Well before the Haiti earthquake, Laura Silsby had been planning to open an orphanage in the Dominican Republic for Haitian children. That's according to Val Batine, co-owner of a store that sells used children's clothing in Boise. He says Silsby has been collecting donated supplies at his store since last summer. Batine says the kidnapping charges surprised him, and he doubts Silsby intended to do anything wrong.
Just knowing her, her personality, we believe that she had the right intentions for this operation.
Idaho's congressional delegation has released a statement saying they're working to make sure the missionaries are treated humanely and fairly while in Haitian custody. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Boise.
Snow, snow, and more snow is basically the forecast for the Mid-Atlantic region. In Washington, D.C., forecasters are now calling for as much as 30 inches of snow. That would be a record. In Charlottesville, Virginia today, these shoppers were out scooping up provisions for what could be a long stretch indoors.
Onions. I'm going to make chili. Possibly some bananas. As long as we've got the stove on, why not make banana bread?
Today, I think we're going to stay inside and bake a lot.
Well, I was thinking of something like a nice chicken vegetable soup for tonight. Comfort food.
More misery than comfort coming from this current storm, though. It's expected to track through Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia, and then into southern New Jersey and Pennsylvania. Many schools and the federal government shut down early today. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 10 points to end the week at 10,012. It was the fourth straight losing week for the Dow. The NASDAQ was up 15 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 gained 3 points today. This is NPR. Canada is reported to have reached a tentative deal with the U.S. to end a dispute over so-called Buy American provisions that have led to strained relations between the two countries. Under terms of the deal, both nations would agree to open up parts of their internal markets. Washington and Ottawa both indicated they were pleased with the proposed agreement. Among other things, it would grant U.S. companies access to Canada's 10 provinces and 3 territories, while allowing Canadian companies to compete for projects in the U.S. Two explosions rocked the Pakistani city of Karachi today. One reportedly killed 25 people and wounded 100 others. Hours later, the hospital where some of the victims were being treated was hit by another deadly blast. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy has more.
The scene in Karachi is tense. Local media quote police saying the first attack occurred when a motorcycle laden with explosives rammed a bus carrying Shiite mourners. They were en route to commemorate the end of the 40-day mourning period of Al-Shura, an important holy day in the Islamic calendar that was also racked by bloodshed December 28th. That day, a horrific attack on a Shiite procession killed more than 50 people and sparked riots that damaged one of Karachi's most historic markets. Today's killings appear to be sectarian-inspired, Sunnis versus Shiites. In recent weeks, fierce fighting between rival political parties in Pakistan's largest city has killed more than 40 people. A breakdown in law and order prompted authorities this week to put Karachi under the control of Pakistani rangers. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
NASA is giving the go-ahead for a Sunday liftoff of the space shuttle Endeavour. Mission managers say today the chance of favorable weather is now at 80%. Endeavour and its crew are slated to deliver a new room and observation deck to the International Space Station. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.